This is Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. There is quite a debate over a pair of bills now working their way through the state legislature. Some see these bills as a threat to the very heart and soul of historic districts in Michigan, while others see them as a way to give homeowners more control over what they can and cannot do to their property. House Bill 5232 and Senate Bill 720 would end any historic districts in Michigan after 10 years. Residents and the preservation community would have to apply all over again to win that designation of historic district. And these bills set a much higher bar for preservationists to jump over. The House Local Government Committee is scheduled to discuss that bill today, and with us now is Andrea Brown of the Michigan Association of Planning. Andrea, take us deeper into what you know about this twin legislation.
Well, the House bill was introduced a couple of weeks ago, and it seems to be moving more quickly than the Senate bill. The House Committee, Local Government Committee, has held one committee meeting and took some testimony, which resulted in a lot of reconnaissance now being done after the fact by a lot of preservation groups and local governments who are very interested in maintaining the historic districts law as it currently exists, as an excellent tool for local governments to use to preserve their historic downtowns and neighborhoods. Many groups are working with Representative Afendoulis to work through some of the testier details of the bill. We're continuing to work with the representative and the committee, and we do hope that some meaningful changes can be made that will be amenable to both the representative and the local planning and historic preservation advocates.
Such as? What kinds of changes?
Well, a big one for us is the 10-year sunsetting of historic districts. Historic districts, as the law stands right now, are already pretty difficult to create. There are only 78 or 80 historic districts in Michigan, which, considering the bill has been in place since 1970, that isn't all that many. We have 500 and some local cities and villages in Michigan, but it is a tool that many local governments and citizens value. So as we're working our way through some of the—
As you say, the testier details.
Yes, the testier details. Number one, the historic districts will basically sunset or be ended in 10 years and have to go through the process all over again, but not the same process under which they were originally developed, but a new, more arduous process that requires two-thirds vote of the property owners rather than the simple majority that is required now. That's one of the main issues. Another issue just gets at the issue really of individual property rights versus sort of the vision and policy direction of an entire community. Communities that—
This is a real push-pull
here. It is a real push-pull. The communities that have said, we value our historic character, then they've gone on to the next step oftentimes and created a historic district and the regulations that then establish how buildings can be built or improved in that historic district. I do think there's misinformation, too, about what it means to have a historic district.
Okay,
set us
straight. What do you think the misinformation is?
Oftentimes, developers, investors believe the process is far more arduous than I think it actually ends up being. Yes, you will have to take your proposal through a historic district commission to review and prove that. You know, it might add a little bit of time to a review process. And yes, there are some additional standards, but I think most studies bear out that there isn't necessarily a larger cost to those investments. There might be, but there might not be.
Because there are critics that say, maybe this doctrinaire approach to preservation adds a lot of costs onto remodeling or working on their homes at all.
And it may, but it may not. There are many more benefits to having a historic district in your community than just the potential costs to a homeowner. So if we look at how a historic district is initiated to begin with, a majority of the property owners in that district agree. The legislative body agrees that this is something that the community values. It's not citywide or community-wide. There are very discrete boundaries in a historic district, so it's not as if there aren't many, many other properties across the municipality where somebody can invest and build.
Looking at House Bill 5232 and Senate Bill 720, what do you think the end game is of these bills?
Probably to abolish historic districts as we know them in Michigan. I believe it gets at what you suggested earlier, which is this push and pull, this sort of constant fight between individual property rights and a larger value to the community.
Where do you think the push for this came from, for these bills? I mean, what are you hearing as far as what the supposed problem is that these bills are solving and what the impetus was for them?
Well, I believe it is a property rights issue, which is often driven by developers and investors who want to be able to purchase property and do what they want with it. And in a historic district, you can't necessarily. And yet the value of a historic district, as we look at things like the Governor's Placemaking Initiative or Pure Michigan or some of the other state initiatives that really are looking at increasing the vitality and the prosperity and the tax base of our local units of government, historic districts are one of the few remaining tools that local government has left in Michigan to do that.
If people are listening and this is hitting them really right where it counts, who do they talk to? Who's sponsoring this? I want to make sure we get both bills. So the sponsors of each bill?
The Senate Bill 720 was introduced by Senators McGregor, Shoemaker, and Zorn, and also referred to the Senate Committee on Local Government.
So they're both working their way through. I guess what's at stake here for our state if these bills get through and get signed?
Our heritage, our culture, the very fabric of so many small cities and towns across Michigan whose downtowns and historic turn-of-the-century neighborhoods are protected by historic districts. Again, looking at historic preservation as an economic development tool, it seems to me to be very short-sighted to remove that as an economic development tool that local governments can use. Planners and historic preservationists have long recognized the value of historic preservation. Properties in historic districts consistently have higher property values than properties in similar neighborhoods across a municipality. The types of communities that we're trying to create in Michigan to retain our talent class and our mobile seniors, who are both cohorts of our population who are leaving the state in droves, they're going to places that have solid downtown, walkable, form-based downtowns and neighborhoods. Places that are at risk of being demolished and replaced with sprawl-like developments, strip malls, nondescript apartment buildings, banks, fast food restaurants that aren't in keeping with the not just the values of the community, but with the form of a traditional downtown, setbacks that go up to the sidewalks, businesses and residences mixed together, restaurants and retail. We stand to lose a lot of that type of social and cultural and economic interaction to be replaced with a quick and dirty build of again, nondescript commercial strip mall. And we see that happening all over Michigan. Think about some of the communities that may or may not have historic districts that have lost. There are holes in the fabric, in the streetscape of communities across Michigan, where now what used to be turn-of-the-century building has been replaced with a parking lot or a drive-through bank or a drive-through restaurant. We know that those types of places don't draw us in. They don't make us want to be there. And again, if we're looking at trying to keep our talent class and our seniors and everybody in Michigan, we need to give them vital, thriving, mixed-use, traditional downtowns and neighborhoods.
Andrea Brown is with the Michigan Association of Planning as we look into the twin legislation, House Bill 5232 and Senate Bill 720. Thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you. It was delightful to be here.